Blog Talk Radio.
High God inhabit the praises of his people. Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to Fresh Wind and Fire. I am your host tonight, Dr. Teresa Graham, here with a special guest. I tell you, she is my heartstring. She is my sister, Marietta McTow from Atlanta, Georgia. She is here to share her story about lupus, how it feels to live with this disease. And guess what? We know the Most High God is a healer. And guess what? She has strong faith in the Most High God, but she is here to really love on us tonight. And I tell you, I'm so excited, y'all. I tell you, I'm so excited. Yeah. So how you guys are doing today? I hope that you guys were blessed today and you had fun shopping and going in those stores and getting all them clothes, honey, and them shoes. Come on, somebody. Don't forget about the good old wig now. I know y'all got y'all a good old lace front. Okay. Okay, well, I'm not going to hold y'all up tonight. I tell you, we've been waiting for a couple of weeks now, waiting on this interview tonight. And I tell you, we are going to have a blessed time. So let me go ahead and bring my sister in. Hello, hello, Marietta McTow. How are you doing on tonight?
Hey, Dr. Graham. I'm doing well. How are you tonight?
I'm well. Thank you for asking, and thank you so much for being here in the studio with me tonight. I definitely want to get into your story tonight so we can just hear what the Most High God will have for you, you know, for us tonight. We want to feast from whatever the Most High God has placed on your heart. How is the weather in Atlanta?
Well, the temp says it's in the 60s, but it feels colder than that. The wind is making the wind chill, you know, the chill, making it chill, the air chilled, where it feels a lot colder. But, you know, it's that time of the year for the coolness to appear.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Okay, well, Marietta, can you please start by explaining to my listening audience what lupus is and how, and are there different types of lupus?
Okay, first I want to thank you for, you know, shedding a spotlight on lupus. Lupus is something that it appears to be, you know, not a lot of information or, you know, as far as a spotlight being shined on lupus. You hear about the other diseases a lot, but lupus is kind of like left in the dark somewhat, and most of the time, most people don't hear about lupus unless, you know, one of their family members are affected or if they are affected. But the there are different types of lupus, but the most common form of lupus is systemic lupus erythematosus, I'm sorry for the pronunciation, which is often referred to as SLE, and that's what I call it because it's so different. It's difficult to pronounce that long name when someone asks me what type of lupus that I have. Lupus, SLE is an autoimmune disease in which your immune system attacks healthy organs in the body as if they are infectious agents such as virus or bacteria. Lupus also affects nearly every part of the body. Some symptoms of lupus are inflammation, joint pain, severe fatigue, hair loss, anxiety, depression, and usually comes with a butterfly-shaped rash across the nose and cheek, which is a telltale sign that a person is having a lupus flare. Because lupus causes inflammation throughout the body, this can also cause damage to your kidneys, your heart, lungs, brains. It can cause seizures, memory problems, problems with the blood, which includes blood clots and low blood counts. Also, there are many other symptoms that can be caused by lupus, but I'm only mentioning a few here. Now, other forms of lupus involves the skin, which is also called discoid or cutaneous lupus, and lupus nephritis, which involves the kidneys. Right now, there's no cure for lupus, but it can be managed with medications, and those medications include anti-malarial, steroids, anti-inflammatory drugs, and other immunosuppressive drugs. But the main treatment that the doctor starts off with is usually anti-malarials, which takes about 3 to 6 months to work in your body. The important thing to take note of is that if the active lupus is left untreated, it can cause long-term damage to the organs. There is currently no cure for lupus, but what the doctors focus on is improving a person's quality of life through minimizing the flare-up.
Okay. Okay, and so can you take us back to the very first time you were told you have lupus, and what symptoms did you have?
Certainly. I was diagnosed with lupus in 2002, 4 months after having given birth to my son. And my symptoms started off with a sharp pain and weakness in both of my wrists. Usually when you have lupus, it affects both sides of your body. I could no longer pick up my baby. I couldn't pick up a fork or even open a door. I also suffered with an unusual amount of fatigue and tremendous weight loss. I went to my doctor, who at first thought I had rheumatoid arthritis, and then she referred me to a rheumatologist who both treat rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, along with an array of many other diseases. The rheumatologist gave me a series of blood tests, and then they determined that I had SLE.
Okay. And how are you doing today living with lupus? Are you taking medications at this time?
There are many times that I'm in remission where I feel well, and then I have a period of flares where I feel unwell. Today I am feeling quite good, praise God. I feel blessed that
yes.
I have a very long period of remission. When I have a flare, or when I have flares, I notice that more of my hair falls out. I get chills, fevers. I feel achy, stiff. I have a lot of anxiety, and then I can't get enough sleep. The medications I am currently taking, anti-malarial, anti-inflammatory drugs, and which is only like an ibuprofen, a high ibuprofen, which I don't take it that often. And I do supplements. I also get acupuncture to help manage my pain and anxiety. If my symptoms get too bad or my blood work results are not good, usually my doctor will add steroids and immunosuppressant drugs. But I've been blessed in where I have not had to get on steroids or the immunosuppressive drugs in a couple of years, actually. The doctor starts you off visiting them. Well, for me, my visit, I would routinely go to the doctor to check on the lupus once every 3 months, get blood drawn. Then they'll know, how to modify your medicines. But I've gone down from visiting the doctor every 3 months to twice a year now. So it's now I'm visiting them every 6 months because I'm doing so good and I am in remission right now. Mm-hmm.
Praise God. That's awesome to hear. And what advice would you give to someone who have been just diagnosed with lupus?
Excuse me. First thing I would say is when you first get diagnosed with lupus, it takes a little time for the medication to work, the anti-malarial, and that's the drug that I mentioned earlier that the doctor usually start with. And the first thing I would do is just follow what the doctor ordered and to get your flare, your condition under control. Once you're in remission, you can do some research for herbs or supplements which may help you, which I've done. I've spent a lot of time on internet. But always do what your doctor tells you to do. Also, join a lupus forum online, and that way that person can get some insight and support. Also, there's a lot of good information on the Lupus Foundation of America website. And
okay.
I would tell a person with lupus to avoid a lot of sunlight. If you go out in sunlight, then you must wear long sleeves and a hat because it does cause flares. Also, fluorescent, and I love sunlight. fluorescent lights have a tendency to make me fatigued. So So listen to your body and see what makes you feel, you know, fatigue or you're starting to not feel well. I would also suggest that person get a lot of sleep, at least 7 hours, because this can help with the anxiety and depression, which is common in people with lupus. Sometimes I need 8 to 9 hours to feel rested. And,
wow.
You know, and I would also suggest them taking short naps if they can't sleep, you know, the entire 7 hours.
Okay. And so, Marietta, is it true that the lupus is shown to be in the African community more than any other race of people?
All races are predisposed to lupus, but study has shown that African-American women have a higher risk along with Hispanic women for lupus.
Oh, okay. Okay. And so have you been hospitalized because of lupus?
No, I have not, thank God. But I have had a friend and family member hospitalized on many occasions due to lupus.
Okay. And so what would you say the quality of life for someone living with lupus?
Well, most lupus sufferers can have a good quality of life. Most of them can. There are some lupus sufferers who constantly suffer with, you know, the heart being attacked or the brain or kidneys, and that, of course, that can diminish their quality of life. But I think that most of the lupus sufferers, myself included, you know, if they listen to the instructions of their doctor and be proactive, listen to their body, I think they could have a good quality of life. I recommend minimizing stress, eating good food, getting lots of rest, finding a support base, exercising, because walking is good. I also suggest taking Tai Chi. If you can't find a class, you can find videos on Amazon. Prayer and meditation also help. I also recommend acupuncture and massages. But most importantly, keep your doctor visit, because those visits are important, as the doctor will take blood each time, and that everything is in the blood. So she'll know, she or he will know what your inflammation markers are. And if the inflammation is high, that means you're really, your body is under attack. Those would be my recommendations for keeping your lupus flares, you know, under in remission, I would say.
Okay.
Or minimized.
Minimized.
Yes,
okay. Mm-hmm. And so what part of the body does the lupus normally attack again? What was that?
Okay, the lupus can attack your joints. It can attack your hair. It can attack kidneys, heart, lungs, brain, blood. It can attack anything throughout the body that it thinks is an enemy, a threat. Whereas your autoimmune system is set up to attack viruses and bacteria and, you know, invaders in the body. But lupus is attacking healthy cells. You know, it's almost like your body has gone wacky. It's not, you know, it's just attacking everybody. It's like soldiers gone bad. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
And, so instead of attacking the enemy, it's doing friendly fire throughout the entire body.
So is it hard on your heart?
It can be.
Mm-hmm.
If your heart is being attacked, yes, it can be, yes.
Mm-hmm. So have you heard of lupus attacking anyone's heart before?
I believe Toni Braxton had that problem at one time. I'm not sure how, you know, I'm thinking she has her lupus quite under control now because I believe she's gone back to work.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Yeah, well, Marriott, I'm so happy that you came on the show today to speak with us about lupus and giving us your story where you give God the glory, because you did mention prayer is very vital, and meditation and, you know, just walking and exercising and different things like that. And so how often do you walk?
Well, I walk 5 days a week, and I usually get in a mile to 2 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So I take the weekends off. So, but but yeah, I walk 5 days a week, and I feel so much better doing that.
Oh, awesome. Mm-hmm. Are you planning on hitting the treadmill when it gets like snowy weather in Atlanta, GA?
No, most definitely. most definitely. Yep,
yeah.
Not going to miss a day. Not going to miss a day.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. Go ahead.
And I want everybody to know that Lupus Awareness Month occurs every May of every year. So.
Okay. Okay, awesome. Yeah. We're definitely going to have to bring you back on the show. And we're going to celebrate some more men and women who, you know, have been diagnosed with lupus, and that way you can be with them as well. We can have a celebration on that date for you and with the other, you know, people that have been diagnosed with lupus. Well, Asho, thank you for your time. Thank you so much. I tell you, this was an awesome show, and I want to thank you for that.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me on. I really enjoyed speaking on lupus. You know, knowledge is everything. So, you know, and I'm glad you were able to shine a light on lupus. Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, family, thank y'all so much for tuning in to Fresh Wind and Fire. Truly, it has been a blessing to speak with my sister, Marietta McTodd, tonight about lupus. If you would like to be on the show, you can dial area code 563-999-3424, or you can email me. I would love to have you on the show. If you have a story to give God some glory, this is the platform for you. So with that said, guys, you stay safe. Hug somebody and tell them you love them. Until the next show, guys, you go in peace now. Bye-bye.
Walking into the church to pray, doesn't matter what they say. All I know is that I'm here to stay, falling on my knees to pray. Jesus gave me a second chance, now I feel a holy dance. That's why I lift my ears towards heaven. I wanna praise Him.
Put your hands in the air, cause He cares. Put your hands in the air, cause He's there.
He's giving me a second chance.
Put your hands in the air, cause He cares. Put your hands in the air, cause He's there.
Looking outside, I see your anywhere. It brings joy to my world. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Jesus Christ has shed His precious blood, so can't you feel His love? That's why I'm gonna lift my hands and praise Him. I wanna praise. That He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Open your mind and begin to bless God on today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we give You the praise. Lord, we give You the praise. Hallelujah.